Let me jump on into the Right Side Way monologue. Right Side Way, brought to you every single day by attorney Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald, a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee out of Huntsville. He's a 30-year veteran of the practice of law in North Alabama. He's the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way. And I'll tell you more about Stan here momentarily. All right, let me kick this off by just quoting the ultimate in terms of leadership, conservative principles, and the ability to project them through voice. Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan once said, "The American dream is not that every man must be level with every other man." He said, "The American dream is that every man must be free to become whatever God intends he should become." I've also seen the American dream, by the way, defined as the belief that anyone, regardless of where they were born or what class they were born into, can attain their version of success in a society in which upward mobility is actually possible for everyone. And I agree with that. But, you know, sometimes attaining that dream, the American dream, it does not come from a life filled with complaints. It's kind of interesting because that was sort of the topic of the waning moments of the podcast we just recorded, is the idea that a life filled with complaints is not going to be what drives you forward. The American dream, it comes from a life filled with appreciation and a willingness to see the complaints as being nothing more than mere obstacles that are left to be overcome. And I'll be honest with you, there's a lot to be proud of right now. There's a lot of positive attention being given to the Southeast, where this show broadcasts on the radio regularly, particularly Alabama and Tennessee these days. For example, President Trump was at the University of Alabama's graduation commencement exercises yesterday, and while giving his speech, he bragged on the state, he bragged on the university, he called us a state of champions. And then, what, just 10 days ago, Kash Patel, director of the FBI, he was here. He called Redstone Arsenal one of the gems in the FBI's crown jewels, saying he wants to let America know about this place and saying it has, quote, capabilities that don't exist anywhere else. I agree with that. And then there was a recent IG report on the location of Space Command that confirmed that original studies had proven that Alabama outpaced all the other competitors to be the chosen location for this major military command, and it was based on quality of life, cost of living, robust capabilities, support structures, ease of access, all of it. And then we just got news yesterday. The Mercedes-Benz plant down in Vance near Tuscaloosa just announced it's going through a major expansion, relocating some of its offshore production to Alabama. I mean, y'all, that's bragging rights all around. And you got to love it. But all that got me to wondering, do people really appreciate where they live? I'm not just talking about Alabama. I'm talking about in general. Do people wake up in the morning, stare at the four walls, drag themselves out into the same old streets, do the same old job? Or do they get where they live? Do they appreciate it? Do they even try to make it better, for that matter? So here's a question that I've asked the audience before, and I'll ask it again. You ready? Why do you live here? Wherever hair happens to be, why do you live here? That's not a rhetorical question. I'm serious. Why do you live here? Doesn't matter what part of my listening area you're in right now. If you're listening on radio somewhere in the Southeast United States, or you're streaming online from anywhere else in the world, it's got to be a reason why you have chosen to live where you live. Is it your job? Is it cost of living? Is it because of family or familiarity? I mean, those are all important, but at some point, where you hang your hat is still a choice. So we should ask ourselves that question. Why do I live here? Ask ourselves that question periodically, because it takes, you know, makes us more mindful of the reasons why we live where we live. And truth is, your home is where you make it. So make it great. Complaining is easy, right? Complaining is super easy. Complaining is a fool's errand. No goodness ever came from mere complaints, only from the action it took to move past the complaints and make something better. So that being said, why do you live here? So me personally, I do. I live in Alabama. I love it here. This is where generations of my family have lived. We've all worked to make our mark in politics and business and the military and our churches and communities. I raised my kids here. And I've been many other places, by the way, to live and work, and I always want to come back. But I'm also not content to just let it be. I want to let it be better. I want my home to be great. And I look at it, and sometimes I try to see it through other people's eyes. I love the way the seasons change in North Alabama and the beaches stay white on our coast. I love how everywhere you go, there's a church steeple somewhere in the distance. I love that in most towns in our state, folks still see their neighbors at the grocery store. Folks are still proud of what they do for a living. Folks still buy magazine subscriptions from their neighbor's kids for the school fundraiser. I can order sweet tea at any restaurant in the state and get it cold. And we have the finest research facilities, medical innovations, manufacturing, small businesses, all of it. And by the way, our entire state is green, and I don't mean in the liberal sense. And I dare you to show me a city anywhere in the state that doesn't have trees and plants. And the veteran community, man, the veteran community here in my state is stronger than most, with a higher per capita level of our citizens having served in the military than the majority of most states. And we thank them for their service, by the way, all year round. Is it possible for Alabama to be better? Yes, 100%. And I would say the same is true of anywhere. I hope you noticed that what I did there was I just took about a minute or two and just told you things that I recognize because I see them, because I quit complaining and saw what is there. 100%. We got a stronger base here to work with than most. And do I get frustrated at the politics? Yes, I do. And the politicians. And I was one. But I'm also glad that we're in the position of trying to become more conservative, as opposed to just desperately trying to find any conservatives. I remember a story when I was in Afghanistan. We do these long-range patrols. I was there towards the beginning of the war. We began doing what we called village assessments. So basically, we would try to get a snapshot of life out in the remote villages, right? In part to find out if they had any interaction with the Taliban or the Al-Qaeda holdouts in our area. Gather up what is commonly referred to as passive intel that gives us a clear picture of our area of operations. But it was also to see if we could do something to help better their lives. And there were times in the mountains of northern Afghanistan where we would be told we were the first Westerners ever seen there. And I remember once talking to a village elder somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And when I got past the get to know you, I'm not going to shoot you phase, he began to tell me how horrible everything was. The Taliban blew up the school building. The mosque has a leaking roof. It has not rained in many months. The crops won't grow. The bombs were dropped on our field. It killed many goats. The well has run dry, and on and on and on. It went on to the point that I finally held up my hand to stop him, and through my interpreter, I asked him, "Why do you live here?" Well, he couldn't believe that I would even ask that question. This was their home. It was where their father and grandfather lived. Okay, fair enough. Well, let's make it better then. If you love a place and call it home, great. I find no fault with choosing to stay where you love, even when it's not the best of the best. But are you going to wallow in your complaints? Are you going to obsessively ruminate on what you don't have? Or are you going to impact your culture, build your community, and make your choice of a home a better place? There was a recent story out of Dearborn, Michigan. A large crowd gathered as part of an Islamic religious holiday. Now, I've been to Dearborn. It's a different environment than what I'm used to in Alabama, but it's actually really solid. A lot of great folks there. Just salt of the earth. Some of the politics stink, but the folks are salt of the earth, and the scenery's amazing. But this crowd gathered. And under the leadership of a so-called Islamic teacher, they began to shout, "Death to America." Like, while they're here in America, shouting, "Death to America." Absorbing all that comes from being a citizen, or at least a resident of the nation that does more, has more, means more than any on the face of the planet, they were yelling, "Death to America." Okay, so why do they live here? I mean, we could start a GoFundMe account and get them a set of plane tickets, and in no time have them all on their way to places where they can shout, "Death to America," while not having to also breathe our air. They're so busy complaining, so busy hating, that they've lost sight of what they have. Because in my opinion, the American dream is still very much alive. It's getting battered and tattered in some places, but it is still very much alive. And it's not because America is out there that it's great. It's because of the America where you live. That's the point. It's where you live that matters. You can be a part of the big picture, certainly. But you have to make your part better before the big picture gets better. It's the adding up of all the parts getting better that makes the whole thing great. So why do you live here? Why do I live here? Truthfully, my own right here is in North Alabama because there's no place I'd rather be. And we can complain, but we can't let ourselves wallow in those complaints. Like the quote from Shawshank Redemption, "You can get busy living or get busy dying." All said and done, I know why I live here. And yes, it's partly for proximity to family and the sense of familiarity that I have in Alabama, but it's also because I've seen so much else of the world and our nation, and I know what we've got. I know what we can be. So why do you live here? And what are you going to do about it? It's a real question. Process it. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.